Good morning, WQBX audience. It's great to be here with you. This is Richard Jolliffe, and we are going to be in our broadcast today talking about being unscripted. We're going to talk about just sharing what God is doing in the Central Michigan area, and we're really glad to have this opportunity to be able to share with you. We feature different ministries from all over the Central Michigan area. We are going to talk to pastors. We're going to talk to parachurch ministries. We love WQBX because they cover from Mount Pleasant down to St. John's to Saginaw to all the way out to Edmore and further. And so big radius that we can actually reach into and lots of ministries that we can talk to. And I just want you to know this morning, God is doing great things in our communities and through churches. And that's why we're here. We want you to know what God is doing, and so what's happening. And there are so many things that are happening. We tend to, if you're a church attender, you probably only know what's going on in your church. And there's so much more happening in the kingdom of God, and that's really what we're all about. I love what one of my friends said: when we get to heaven, there's not a Baptist section, there's not a Catholic section, there's not going to be an Episcopal section, a Presbyterian, there's not going to be a Pentecostal section. They'd have to move that pretty far away because of the noise level, probably. But anyways, we know it's just all of us going to be together. And so, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to be together. Today, we're going to be really blessed to hear from Jay and Laura LaFoon, as we've been sharing with you. Coming up on February 23rd and 24th, Jay and Laura are going to be doing the ultimate date night weekend, and we're really excited about this. We're going to be at Merrill Westland Church, and if you'd like information about how you can register and be a part of that, or more details about the marriage conference that we are doing with them, you can go to our website, agchurch.net, and that's alphageorgechurch.net. And there's all kinds of information under events. And also there's a place that you can buy your tickets online if you'd like to. We've made it real economical. And for $60 that you can go as a couple, $30 if a single going is a single going. You get a meal out of that as well on Saturday afternoon. It starts on Friday night at 7 o'clock on the 23rd. And then on Saturday, we start at 9 a.m. in the morning, go to noon, and then we have lunch after that. This week, Jay and Laura are with me. We're also next week going to have with us Pastor Tim Morris from Merrill Westland, who's a great friend of mine, and I'm really excited about having him on as well. So let's get into this today. Welcome, Jay and Laura, to Unscripted. Good to have you guys with us today.
Rich, it's great to be here.
Good to be here.
Yeah, so I've known Jay for 31 years. I've known you, you know, so all my 31 plus years.
Yep.
We were real young.
Yep.
And no gray hair back then.
Or balding.
Or balding, right. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. And, but you were working, I think when I first met you, were working with Youth for Christ.
Yes. Laura and I came in 87 to start Youth for Christ.
Okay.
And, I was talking with the current director, Wesley Wicks, just how God's providence is so fun to watch over time.
Yeah.
Because Laura and I really were pioneers. We were kind of go get them and set the tone. And then Laura was kind of a transition between me and the next guy, Mike Falder. Mike was the builder. He was the one that built the building out there. And then he transitioned to Wesley, who's really just a community guy. And to see God's just, you know, making all those different personalities work for his glory.
Yeah.
But that was back in the day when you and I were playing basketball.
Yes.
And church league basketball.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
We had great battles.
Yes. And we didn't swear. It was amazing.
No. Yeah, no. We were pretty good.
Loud. At least not loud.
We may have thought about it with the referees a few times. But
that's what I love about Central Michigan. Is that we have known each other forever.
Yeah.
And we hadn't seen each other for a number of years, but pick up where we left off.
Right.
That's part of what being in God's kingdom is about to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Laura, what have you guys moved here from where? Where did you guys come from?
We moved from Atlanta, Georgia, which is where I was born and raised.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, but I wanted to move to Michigan. Atlanta's hot.
Yes.
And rainy. Those are the two seasons.
Yeah.
And so when we had the opportunity, we were looking to leave Atlanta. Where did we want to go? We interviewed all over the country. Colorado and Northern Michigan. I can't think
Battle
of
Creek.
Battle Creek, Michigan. We interviewed a lot in Michigan, but Alma was, when we walked into the room with the committee that was looking to start Youth for Christ here, it was just this is where we wanted to be. The people were great. I was ready to move to a place that had four seasons, a small town.
Yeah.
I'd grown up in the big city, and I love Central Michigan for that very reason.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we were with Youth for Christ till 96.
Okay.
I was. She was a little bit longer. And then God, strangely, opened a marriage ministry for us.
So I was interested how that actually came about.
Well, we were in Youth for Christ, and folks were asking us to do parenting seminars.
Well, first you were doing youth speaking. You were doing a lot of youth speaking on the side.
Also doing a lot of camps and conferences.
Okay.
But parenting seminars, and the more we looked into parenting issues, the more we realized they're really marriage issues manifest with the kids.
Okay.
When mom and dad aren't on the same page, the kids can become a terror. So we were I was doing some speaking at camps and conference centers. And a couple conference centers just said, do you and your wife ever do marriage talks? We're like, sure. I mean, you know, right? Yes, we do.
We would love to.
and we did a couple of those. And then a church asked us to go with them to a hotel in Ludington, right on Lake Michigan, and to do a weekend retreat.
Okay.
They'd cover all of our expenses and pay us $300.
Wow.
And we were like, this is awesome. We put together talks for the weekend. And on our way home, we outlined our first book.
Okay.
Because it just was like, we knew we wanted to be in ministry together. We thought it was youth ministry, but God had a different plan. And
I thought you were going to tell me you argued all the way home. And
no, that's now. That's now. Now it's going to be argued. Back then we were doe-eyed, you know. But but then ironically, I said to, we were having Sunday dinner with my mom. And I just, my parents, and I just said, if we could ever do our own marriage conference, I'd want to do it at Grand Hotel. And so I forgot that my mom was on a committee of women that hold a conference out there. And she introduced me to the hotel, and in 96 we had our first conference. And ever since then, God's blessed us with marriage ministry.
This May will be our 27th year, 28th year. I don't know. I don't do math.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, it's been a great ride.
Did you? And so you started right out in the beginning with the teaching too. I know he was traveling and teaching, but you started right out in the beginning.
Yeah, it took me a little longer to be more comfortable. Jay is a live to be on stage.
Yes, yes.
Laura's not. Yes. I was not. I was more of a behind the scenes person. I loved doing youth ministry because I loved being with the kids.
Right.
But I reached a point where I didn't like them anymore.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, it was time. And so when we started doing marriage stuff, it was more of a stretch for me than it was for him.
Yeah.
Because it's not anything I ever thought I would do. I grew up in the church. I grew up in a great youth ministry. I knew I was going to go into ministry. I thought it would be youth ministry.
Sure.
So when the Lord moved us out of that, I was like, you want me to do what?
Yeah.
And, like I said, Jay lives for the stage. Laura was not as comfortable on stage, but I have become way more comfortable and actually.
She's an outstanding communicator.
Right.
I love to develop talks. I love the creative side.
Sure.
But yeah, so that's kind of, it was not as comfortable or as easy for me at first, but it has become my passion.
Yeah, I know. My wife was the same way, and she felt like God wanted her to do that, but just she wasn't used to being on the stage and in front of people. And I think for her, I had said, well, look, why don't you develop a message and get up and I'm going to have you preach it at the church. And I think it took her 3 months to get her message together. She preached out of the book of Colossians, had way more information than she needed, you know, because she just wanted all this. And she did a tremendous job. And I said, look, you're going to be now it's no
cat out of the bag.
Yeah, it's no sweat. But this is like back in 1985, I think. And it's just that. The different personalities. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed coming up with a talk. It didn't take me long. I just wanted him to deliver it.
Right.
Doing marriage ministry, I was like, you know, it should be both of us. We should both be up there because it's a good, when you have a man and a wife on stage delivering marriage material, the wife may connect more with some people, not necessarily men and women. You know, just because the wife's up there doesn't mean she's going to connect with the women. There's some men that connect,
right.
And vice versa. And so it's been a great ministry.
It's also a great visual when one of us is delivering content and the other one's nodding in agreement.
Right.
You can't argue.
Yes.
Both the man and the woman are saying, this is what we believe.
Yeah.
The ironic thing was, Rich, we were married 12 years when we started doing this.
Wow.
We knew nothing. Yeah. At 12 years. We were children. But God opened that door. And what's been cool for us is just the constant connection with Central Michigan.
Yes.
That this is home. People ask us all the time, why do you could live anywhere you want doing what you do.
Right.
Go to Atlanta. Go to Chicago. Go wherever. And this is where our people are. This
yeah.
is where our we worship. And
it's our community.
It's our community. And so we also love seeing, you know, what the Lord's doing in the community through Youth for Christ, because we're
sure.
still connected there.
Yeah.
One of Laura's best friends is the director of Love Inc. now.
Right.
So we're, you know, it's all of these things that make a Christian community not just what happens on Sunday morning.
Right.
And that's what's so cool to me about even this radio show, is that this is an extension of the church.
The church.
Yeah. The big church. And we're excited because we are going to be doing what it is that we do
right.
Here locally.
Yeah.
And it's available to local people at a very reasonable price. A lot of people say we can never afford to go to Grand Hotel, and we get that.
Yeah.
But you can afford this weekend.
Well, yeah, you guys did some big conferences at Grand Hotel, and talk a little bit about some of those that you guys have done.
Sure. Over the years, Grand Hotel built up to where we were doing like 6 events up there
mm-hmm.
and selling out the hotel, 400 rooms.
Wow.
And then 2008 hit, and that all ended pretty quick.
Right.
With the economy going. So we took the conference and we shrunk it into 90 minutes and started taking it to churches. We would go to the church instead of having the church come to us. And that was our ultimate date night. And so we have an ultimate date night, which is a standalone event on a Friday or a Saturday.
We've done that all over the country.
Yes.
Yes.
Or we've got what you're doing, which is what we like better. It's the ultimate date night weekend experience. Where, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun, but we're also going to get some really good teaching in on
right.
Saturday.
Yeah.
And so that's coming up. Grand Hotel events, you know, we've had Dr. Gary Chapman this spring. We're going to have Gary Thomas, who wrote Sacred Marriage. We've had Bill and Pam Farrell, Men Are Like Waffles, Women Are Like Spaghetti. We've been blessed to have some tremendous
Dr.
speakers.
Dr. Gary Smalley before he passed away a
yeah.
couple times.
Right.
And his boys.
And his boys.
And their wives.
Yeah. So
a few times.
It's a wonderful experience. If you've never been to Grand Hotel,
right.
It's just, it's a bucket list kind of a thing.
Yeah.
It really is, because it's, you go back in time. And, you know, I mean, you get off the boat and you're on Mackinac Island, and then at night you dress for dinner and it's a 5-course meal, and you know, you're just like, this is not my norm.
Right.
But the ladies love it. They love
oh,
being
bet.
Pampered like that.
Oh, yeah. The men love the food, let's be real.
Yeah, the food. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yep.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. So for you guys, with the marriage, who have been your mentors? Who's helped you guys in your marriage relationship? Did you just fight it out yourselves?
We're going to mention them on air.
Well, we're very public about who.
Yeah, so a little backstory before I tell you who it is. When we first moved here and started Youth for Christ, the goal is to get involved in the community. And you
right.
guys were talking about playing basketball, church league basketball. Well, that happened at his place. And
yeah.
his place is a ministry center downtown Alma, associated with the Church of God there. And I got involved doing after-school programs.
Yes.
It was a great way. I was doing middle school ministry and high school ministry, and his place was doing elementary ministry. So it was a great way for me to get involved with the younger kids before they moved up into the ministry that I was a part of, that I was directing. And so at his place, we met Johnine White. She was running the program there. And Johnine was very instrumental in getting Youth. Johnine White and Cleo Lupine were very instrumental in getting Youth for Christ started.
Yes.
They're the reason that we came here, and the committee that that was put together for the Youth for Christ here in Central Michigan. And so I started volunteering down there at his place, working with Johnine, and we are two peas in a pod, we found out.
Yeah.
And her husband, Russ, they have for, well, we moved here in 87, I would say. By 1990, they were, yeah,
that,
probably
best
with,
friends.
With the birth of our first son. We
wow.
became best friends, and we get
no, 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 it was Grace, because She walked you to death.
Well, that we were best friends before that.
Yeah.
We just have become fast friends with both with Russ and Janine, and we actually have a weekly get together
on
Wednesday nights.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we call therapy because it's cheaper than therapy.
They're 15 years older than us.
Right.
And they've lived life.
They have mentored us for 25 mm-hmm. years. And that's one of the things we encourage people, either mentor someone or find someone to mentor you.
Yeah.
Because you will spend a lifetime of making memories and gaining knowledge. And again, one of the reasons we wouldn't move from this area is because of Russ and Johnny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That type of a bond is hard to find. And we've got a couple that we're kind of now we're turning the table and we're mentoring them.
Sure.
They live in Flint, but we've really just decided we're going to pour into them like Russ and Johnny poured into us.
Yeah, I just saw them. I just talked to them at the gym.
Okay.
Russ and Johnny
were
there.
Oh, yeah,
talked. And yeah, they're just such great mm-hmm. people. I mean,
And they love Jesus. And
yeah, they definitely do.
They're the kind of people that, they've always gone to funerals. They've always taken, meals to people. And that's rubbed off on us because that's not really our style. But it's like, no, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And even though it's not chic in this day and age to take a meal to somebody, it still speaks volumes that, we care about you, and especially in your time of grief.
Absolutely. So tell me what you both have learned about, you started out, obviously, you guys were pretty young when you got married, right?
22.
And so what did you learn then, and what have you learned now with where you are? What helped you through the first 10 years? Now you guys are 30, right? 30?
Almost 40.
Almost 40 years.
I can distinctly remember in my 20s. Thinking it's got to get easier than this.
Yeah.
It's got to get easier.
Yes.
Please get easier. And I hate to say this to the 20-somethings out there, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It just changes. It's hard. Life is hard all the time.
It is. Yes, definitely.
But, honestly, from a marriage standpoint, I was a hormone-filled 23. I was 23. She was 22. And that kind of puts blinders on you at first. Now it's about, and this is going to sound really crazy, but how in conflict we grow.
Yeah.
The number one indicator of divorce is the habitual avoidance of conflict.
Huh.
So we make sure to have a fight every day.
Yeah.
Conflict.
Every day. No,
that's great.
Yes.
We were on a radio interview. It was about conflict. And do you guys, you're marriage experts. Do you conflict? It's a lifestyle for
us. Yeah.
But that I'd say that's what I've learned is just to not to conflict fairly. That's for sure certain. But understanding that conflict is going to help you grow. There's something's going to come out of that.
Yeah.
And so often I think this is the culture that we live in, and we've raised our kids in this. Is the happily ever after. All the Disney movies end with happily ever after.
Right.
And for some reason, we think that marriage is going to be happily ever after with no work.
Right.
And no, marriage takes work.
Yeah.
You're two different individuals who come together in this thing called marriage, and there's going to be conflict, there's going to be work, but the work is worth it.
Right.
And, and so we see so many kids just giving up. I'm not happy. I don't want this. This can't be the right thing. This can't be the right person. I'm just going to give up and move on to the next one.
Right.
And what happens is the same stuff that you have in this one, you're going to take to the next one.
Right.
And, marriage is hard work, but it's worth the work. And it's worth the, and then you learn as you get older that some of the conflict just isn't worth
conflicting over.
Yeah.
It's just not worth, if you still can't put the seat down on the toilet, I'm just going to put it down because it's just not worth the conflict.
Yeah. The one I can't get over is, do you want to order anything? No, I'll just have some of yours. That still bothers me. I'm like, Sharon, those French fries are my French fries.
That's right.
And even the ones that fell in the bag, those are mine too.
That's
Right. She's like, no, I'll just take some. She just reach in and grab a handful.
And think nothing of it.
And nothing of it. Exactly.
This is my right as your wife. And,
yeah. Okay, so let's be clear. That may, Sharon may do that, but in this relationship, he does that.
Oh, just take some?
Yeah, he just takes it. Oh, that looks really good. Let me just try that. No. Take your paws off my food.
So, One of the big conflicts in marriage is always, where are we going to go out for eat?
Yes.
Out to eat?
Yes.
I have solved that, and I say to Laura.
Yes, help us, brother.
Yes, I say to Laura, I have got a surprise where I want to take you to dinner. What do you think it is? And whatever she says first, that's where we go. Because a man, we don't care. All we want is food, right? I don't care if it's Chinese.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I got a surprise.
It.
Yeah,
yeah, so, yeah, that's awesome.
You guess what it is.
What do you think? Where do you think we're going
to
go?
I got to make sure that Sharon doesn't listen to this.
It's a good tool because she thinks I guessed.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
just a wonderful thing. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
He knows me.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is so cool.
And I know better now.
Yeah.
But honestly, our favorite lunch date, bar none. And, I mean, we travel the country. We've gone to all sorts of, you know, famous restaurants. We go to Petticoat Junction, and we split a club sandwich and French fries.
Oh, wow.
That's just...
Because they bring you the plate with your French fries and my French fries.
They split it for us. Wow.
Yeah. But we just, you know, it's just one of those things where it's not fancy. It's good food.
Yes.
And it just, you know, it's kind of our little thing that we do.
Never had a bad meal there.
No.
Yeah, always good. Yeah. Always good food.
Yeah.
So the challenges of that we're dealing with in our world today with marriage, of course, you talk about the people that don't deal with conflict. One of the big challenges I know a lot of pastors that are listening to this deal with this too, and that's kids living together, not getting married. And I've counseled them. I know you guys probably have too. And, you know, some of the things we hear back from them is that, well, why should we get married? You know, why should we? It's just a piece of paper. It's just a governmental thing.
Right.
You know, what's the big deal? And I've even told them the statistic about how that you double your chance of divorce by living together before you're married. So how have you guys worked through this with people?
It's hard when they don't have when you don't know their faith walk.
Yeah.
Because to us, you know, when you stand at the altar and you say, I do.
Yeah.
You're making a promise to your spouse.
Yeah.
Yes, you're making a promise to all the people that are here. But you're making a promise to God.
Yes.
And so the whole idea of covenant, that you're asking God into this, you know, so again, if they don't have a faith walk, that's some pretty thin ice.
Yeah.
But if they have a faith walk to say, this is one way that you honor God.
Yeah.
In a very beautiful way. And other than that, the challenge is, you know, to give you an example, if they're living together and then they want to get married, okay, can you maybe live in separate houses for 6 months just to, you know, declare that we're making this something special? We've got to find ways to make them understand that this is not just, it's not just a contract, it's a covenant, because contracts are easily broken.
Yes.
And I have not found the magic bullet yet.
Deal with it.
Right.
And I mean, when we were younger, it was obviously happening, but not at the level that it's happening now,
right.
The way that it's, you know. And we have folks that come to our church that they're not married and they're together. And, you know, we don't turn them away, but we tell them this is how we feel about this. I've told them, I said, look, we can go in my office right now.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the difference between having a wedding ceremony and a wedding commitment to covenant with each other. You don't have to have the whole big shebang.
Here's one for you. This will blow you away. So we're on our first, we do a cruise every January.
Right.
And our first Celebrate Your Marriage cruise, we got together for the opening, just get to know you, because it's just 30, 40 couples. It's not a big group. And tell us who you are, where you're from, and how long you've been married.
Yeah.
We get around to this couple. They were the last couple.
Yeah.
And they were older. And they've been to tons of our stuff.
Yeah.
And he just looked at me. He goes, busted. I'm like, what do you mean busted? He said, we're not married.
Oh, yeah.
I said, what? He's like, if we get married, our Social Security drops almost.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I'm like, okay. Social Security versus honoring God. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
But unfortunately, we have not seen them at any of our events. But, you know, so the whole cohabitating thing is not just young people.
Right.
You know, it's all over. And while it's not what we would encourage people to do, in fact, we would challenge them not to do it.
Right.
For this, so many reasons. Children, just the health benefits psychologically,
yeah,
physically, all of that. It really is a strong...
I think for those couples who don't have a faith walk, it's important to, you know, what's the reason behind just living together? What's the reason why you're not getting married? And I think a lot of it you'll find is the way they were raised,
yeah,
the homes they grew up in. My mom and dad got divorced. I don't want to go through that.
Yes.
They don't understand that just because you're not married, you're cohabitating. When you split up, it's going to be the same effect,
right,
as if you were married and were getting a divorce. And so I think it's important to find out what, you know, why are they not? What is the reason behind, you know, not getting married but cohabitating, especially if they don't have a faith walk?
Well, years ago, and I don't know if this is still true, but years ago there was a study out of the University of Minnesota looking for the happiest, most content people in the world. And it was married women in their 40s. No. The study was about who was the most sexually content.
Yes.
So you want to have good sex?
Yeah.
Get married. The facts are there that that's where the best sex takes place. Hey. So you want to settle for second best? Go, you can go ahead and live together. But if you want the best sex...
Okay, so now we really are unscripted.
Yes. Well, guess what? Listeners, you know, they understand that.
They get that.
Yeah, they get that. You know, and it was amazing that, you know... Because I remember doing youth talks where I basically said to the kids, so the happiest people are your mom and dad. And they're like, ew, you know, kind of a thing. But again, don't settle for less than God's best.
Yes.
We all do it in different ways at different times. But God's best says, you get married and you commit to me,
yeah,
and I become a part of your union. That is a strong bond.
Yeah, we just got a couple minutes. I wanted to, one of the things we've addressed with the congregation and we've been with our radio audiences is that don't let good be the enemy of great. You can have a great marriage if you're intentional.
That's right.
And I know that's what you guys are, that's really what your heart is to, let's take it to the next level. And I know like when I say that to even my own congregation, they just kind of look at me like, gosh, well, I thought we had a pretty good deal, you know. I mean,
my least favorite word in the English language, it's fine. Our marriage is fine.
Yeah.
No, macaroni and cheese is fine.
Yeah.
But I don't want to eat it every day for the rest of my life. I want a filet mignon. I want you know. So it is. Don't let good spoil great. I mean, that's an awesome saying.
Yeah, and that goes. And I'm sure you guys agree with this. Whether you're 80 years old or you're 20 years old, you can have if you're intentional,
yep,
if you'll take the time. And how, and I always, these people say, well, we're intentional. I say, okay, so how are you intentional? Well, do you read any books about marriage? Do you go to any marriage conference? Well, here's a great one you can go to. And so thank you so much for being with us today. You guys are such a great blessing to the community and what you're doing, what you've done for years, both of you at YFC, and that's just such a great ministry. You're talking about the Wicks boy. Yeah, call him the boy. He's a man now.
Yeah, he's
and,
a man.
Yeah,
he's
but I remember
he's
when
got
he
was a senior in high school, Rich.
I know, isn't that wild? I just remember when he was just a little kid, you know, Pastor Brian and his kids and all of them. But thank you so much for being with us, and we're so excited about this marriage conference that you guys are doing. We believe this is a God thing.
Yeah.
God is building his kingdom. And I just encourage every pastor that's listening to this that to talk to your congregation about going to this, because it would be such a powerful thing and such a blessing. Why don't you tell folks how they can get in touch with you guys if they would like to?
They can find us. Our website is janlaura.com. That's a really easy website to remember, janlaura.com. And they can even get tickets for this event.
Yeah.
On our website, they can see all of our information about our Celebrate Your Marriage conferences and date nights that we might be doing and resources that we have for them.
But really, locally, you need to come to this event on the 23rd
and 24th,
in Merrill, because you're going to get a taste of what your marriage can be. Yeah. We're gonna talk about how messy we are, Jay and Laura, and then talk about what God has in store for your marriage.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you. And thank you that have listened to this broadcast today. We're so glad to have you with us. Remember, next weekend, we will have Pastor Tim Morris on here with us. And you're listening to Unscripted. Have a great day today.